I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, April 29th. A brush fire behind Quincy High School late last night. Officials say the blaze broke out in a marsh behind the high school at around 11:30. Firefighters doused that blaze in about an hour. There was no damage to the school and no injuries reported. The cause is undetermined. Quincy police are reminding residents that this is the time of year when high school seniors participate in a game called Senior Assassin. Students chasing each other around the city with water guns. Police say they anticipate responding to calls of suspicious persons in local neighborhoods because of the seniors playing the game. Police ask those students not to run away, but simply explain what they're doing. They also remind students not to trespass on private property and to stay away from traffic. A primary care clinic will be opening inside the Walgreens on Quincy Avenue next month. Chicago-based Village MD will open the clinic to offer treatment, including annual physicals, chronic conditions, and lab tests. There are expected to be 8 treatment rooms with a doctor and nurse practitioner on staff. Residents can dispose of their old or unwanted prescription medications tomorrow at the Quincy Police Station. Tomorrow is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, and residents can dispose of their medications in the police station parking lot on C Street from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sharps and aerosols will not be accepted. The Quincy Animal Shelter is holding a moving sale tomorrow. The shelter on Broad Street will be selling surplus leashes, collars, pet toys, and other items from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as they prepare to move to a temporary home on East Quantum Street. There will be no prices on the items, as people will be asked to donate what they feel is appropriate. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, April 29th.